when you see her work, it makes sense that Atlanta photographer Rudy Cope received a degree in interior design. Her current photography focuses on some of the most ornate interiors of the Southeast, historic theaters. She's presenting some of that work in an exhibit called Second Act, featuring the Fox here in Atlanta with the Tivoli in Chattanooga. I spoke with Murdy first about her fascination with theater.
Traveling around in different towns in Georgia and Tennessee, you see a lot of theaters, and some have gone by the wayside. They seem to always be a fun kind of architecture, and I just started getting really interested in them.
When you enter a theater, how do you get to know it? The Fox, for example, is huge. And
It is huge. I photographed it a couple of times, and the first time I was taking big overall shots so that you saw the balcony and the ground floor and the stage all in one shot. And the second time I shot it, I decided I wanted to focus on the details. Mm-hmm. So that's when I really got excited about the photos.
You have an image of the vomitorium. That's not what it sounds like, I hope.
No, it's not. I think it's a really old term that refers to where the people poured out after a play or after a event. They poured out into this area and then went on to the lobby or somewhere else.
It is just not a word we hear much
about. No, it's not.
Well, we know the story of the Fox, but could you tell us why this is its second act?
Being from Atlanta, we know the story that Bell South was going to purchase the Fox. The Fox had been kind of in decline, or had been in decline, and Bell South was going to demolish it. Well, Atlanta got together and saved the Fox.
What is the Tivoli story in Chattanooga?
It has a similar story. Both the Fox and the Tivoli were built in the 20s. And at that time, there weren't the suburbs, there weren't movie theaters in the newer areas of either town. And when those started being built and people were moving out of the center of town, of course, they weren't coming back into town and going to the movies. They were going to the movies out in the suburbs. So both theaters started losing their, people weren't going there as often. So the Tivoli as well went in decline, and the last movie that was shown there was in 1961. It was Snow White and the Three Stooges. So it changed hands several times. Finally, Chattanooga, the city of Chattanooga, purchased it and started renovating it and brought it back to life.
Curious about why you took these photographs in black and white.
I actually took them in color, but when I started processing them, it seemed like the color was what caught your eye, and what I wanted to stand out was the details. So when I turned them into black and white, they really, to me, came alive. That's what's interesting to me.
You're continuing this series. What other theaters will you photograph?
There's several in Georgia that I want to photograph. There's the Ryland Theater in Americus that I actually have photographed, but I want to go back and really concentrate on it. At the time I photographed it, I wasn't really working on this project. So I want to go back there. There's a beautiful opera house in Macon that I'd like to photograph. There's two beautiful theaters in Birmingham, the Lyric and the Alabama. There's another one that's in Knoxville, Tennessee. So surprisingly, there's a lot of these theaters that have been revived, and I'm going to concentrate on the Southeast.
And what makes these theaters in the Southeast exceptional?
Most of them were built in a time when the theaters were more elaborate. had more style, more detail, very architecturally significant. And that's what attracts me to them.
So let's imagine we're in the gallery and you are giving us a private tour. Would you take us to a photo that's a particular favorite and tell us about it?
Sure. The images for the Tivoli and the images for the Fox, while they're both in black and white, they're both details, but they're totally different in style, the buildings are. I think that the one I like from the Tivoli is the box seats. It's very ornate, very detailed. And for the Fox, probably the ladies' lounge, which so far I haven't found a ladies' lounge that's anywhere close to that in any of the theaters I've been in. But there's an image of two chairs and two openings, very ornate around the doors or the openings going into the ladies' lounge area.
Murdy Cope, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.